16 days to Christmas, and a teacher slaps a grandparent. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Sasha, how nice to have you back after a year. What's going on with you?
Thank you. I decided it's time for me to just resume who I really am and not keep pretending to be someone else each week.
But you are pretending because Sasha's really not your real name, as we know. So it's still a pretend, but it's not a pretend to the third degree, is what you're saying.
Exactly. I thought that I should just be pretend and not pretend adjacent.
Right. Oh, Sasha, it's so good to have you back. 16 days to Christmas. The town is all festive and ready to go. And yet, the big news story is a teacher, not the one who wrote the note about a kid being too fat, yet another teacher gets fired for slapping a grandparent.
What is happening?
My kids are out of the school. Is it your influence that's causing all these teachers to go crazy, Sasha? Because I have nothing to do with them anymore, so.
I should hope not. I've never been one who really calls the school much or is ever complaining. So I don't think it's me, but maybe it is all the parents getting to them. It's either that or they think that somehow this would be the Christmas spirit, like just getting it all out. Like
just slapping and writing mean notes to kids and all that.
Telling kids they're fat, slapping mean grandparents and just saying like, you know, maybe they're just sick of having to be so PC. What do you think?
I have no idea, but I know that it is the Townport way now to have a teacher fired like every other week at this point.
So. I know. Every other week someone's put on administrative leave and then fired. And it's like one thing after another. It's sexual touching of students.
Right.
That's
how we started. We started with the pedophilia. I'm not sure what the pronunciation is, but the gym teacher, way back when, our first episode, remember we were advertising, it started back then, and now we've graduated to grandparents being slapped in the face.
Right. Now, do you think the grandparent was just so incredibly rude that they deserved it? I mean, does anyone ever deserve physical violence? That's the question.
The answer is yes, absolutely, the grandparent was being rude. And did they deserve to be slapped in the face? Probably, but in society norms, we can't do things like that, can we?
Right, I feel like we're trying to tell our kids to keep their hands off of other people, unless it was self-defense and someone was trying to hurt them.
Right.
But that's not what seems to have been the story. So it seems like if someone's not trying to hurt you, you don't really have the right to put your hands on them. Am I right?
Well, I don't mind if a woman puts her hands on me as long as she's not trying, or even if she is trying to hurt me. What can I say?
Oh, okay. Good to know.
It depends what type of hurt it is, of course.
Right. In the Pilates class, are any of those women trying to...
There are. They're very nice to me, and they are trying to hit on me, but mostly because I help them put their mats back after the class because they're too heavy to lift up.
Aw, you're such a good citizen.
I am.
You really are.
I try to be.
You're such a mensch who pretends to be a curmudgeon. I could just picture you there taking all the mats and putting them back. That's so nice of you. Do you wipe them down for them too?
I do.
They wipe it down. You wipe down their mat.
If they ask me, I'll bring a bunch of those wet naps that they have all over the gym, which I don't know how they're so hygienic, but I guess they are somewhat hygienic. And I wipe them all down. I wipe it down before the class also, because 90% of the time, people do not wipe down their equipment, which I find disgusting.
It is disgusting, especially if they're sweaty.
When I see somebody like that, I want to smack them in the face, which brings us full circle to the teacher. So maybe that was it.
Maybe
the grandparent didn't wipe down their Pilates mat after class.
That's right. It's interesting, though, because you as a private citizen can smack someone in the face. You would also get arrested, but at least you wouldn't get put on leave, right? Because you're not being paid by the town in a town job. Like, does it take on a different meaning when somebody who's being paid by the town or the state is doing the smacking?
More important than that, if I were to smack somebody for no apparent reason, would that be the lead story on the community news or no? I'm not sure.
Paul, I think it would be.
Well, you think that would be a good lead story?
Yeah, but I would
probably co-host of Community News, smack someone in the face. Exactly. Welcome to Community News.
But I think I would have to do the intro.
Oh, you would.
Yeah.
We tried that once, you doing the intro. Remember way back when?
Yeah, and it threw you off.
It totally threw me off.
And
I'm just recovered. So if you did it again, it would take another year and a half for me to get over it. So.
And it didn't even sound right. It just sounded like, I hate to be sexist and misogynist myself, but it weirdly didn't have the same authority as you starting it. Can you believe I'm saying that?
It's amazing.
Feminism.
I hope this is on tape. Oh, it is on tape. Good. So we'll keep this for forever and ever.
Miss Feminism, but it didn't have the same authority with you without you starting it.
Right. So, yes, it did throw things off. Well, anyway, so a teacher got slapped. A couple other things to review.
No, a teacher didn't get slapped.
I mean, a grandparent. Right. A 90-year-old got slapped. Maybe the teacher deserved to be slapped.
Now, do you think that 90-year-old was one of the ones who had been caught in the woods a few months ago in the big sex scandal? Maybe that's why she slapped him. Maybe he was making nefarious invitations to her.
Wow. That is, I do not know. You know, can you go investigate before the start of the new year? Shirt and go find out for us, please.
I was just going to say, I almost think this warrants an I-Team investigation.
Was that too authoritative, asking you to do it or telling you to do it? Or was that okay? I want to make sure.
No, it was good. I think we need that.
Okay,
we need
fine.
You to be at the helm. You know, you said that there's 16 days left till Christmas. And I have to tell you, that's the happiest thing I heard so far today. I didn't realize we're that close. And I'm so happy because I can't take the 40-day countdown. Do people not realize that people who don't celebrate Christmas, like 40 days of it's like bullying. It's like 40 days of something you don't partake in, something that has nothing to do with you, something you're left out of, 40 days of this. Flashing lights, tinsel, you know, I mean, I'm happy that it makes people happy that celebrate it, but it's just so much. So everywhere I go, I'm hearing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman, and it's all making me – it gets me a little depressed.
This
so
is a
I'm
PSA
happy.
To all our listeners. If you happen to see Sasha walking in the street in Westport, please do not hum any Christmas carols at her. It's driving her insane at this point. Is that all right? Is that better?
That's good.
Okay, so now that people are not going to be humming carols to you, I do have an announcement. Byron wanted to thank us for running a repeat of his show because the consignment store is going crazy now at Christmas time. He's getting a lot of customers. You know, we're buddies now. And he wants to thank you personally for doing
sweet.
That.
You're welcome,
said he
Byron.
Can thank you with a reindeer boob. So I hope that's okay since you didn't wear the first one I got you. Maybe the second one will be better.
Well, that was sweet of you and sweet of him as well.
So will you wear the second one or no?
Yeah, that's still going to be a no. I wish I could be more fun.
Sorry, Byron, I tried.
Maybe if you and I go back to Vegas or if we go on a trip to Amsterdam, maybe there I could wear the rainbow boobs.
Perfect. 16 days left. I know you don't celebrate, but have you done your holiday shopping for family, friends, acquaintances, people who you've just met, people who you don't know, community news listeners, everybody like that?
Well, usually
I forgot what I asked you at the beginning. Oh yeah, have you done
your
holiday shopping?
Oh yeah, have I done the shopping? Usually, I do quite a bit of that holiday shopping. I still have a pair of socks for you from your birthday, I usually do some holiday shopping. But this year, I decided that I'm going to do two things. One is since I got kind of kicked out, since I'm no longer in my like gifting group where we give things for free from each other's houses. I'm going to just like give away shit that I need to get rid of. I think I'm going to give that as my gifts. So I'll be doing, environmental science as well as gifting, you know,
I have no idea what you're talking about. So basically you're taking crap from your house that you no longer want. And you're going to be giving it to people as gifts. That's
right.
Basically what it comes down to. And that's environmentally friendly because you're not causing any more clutter in this world.
And in the landfills, exactly. Because remember, I used to do it on that group.
Oh, your stuff is going in the landfill once it's given as a gift. Don't you worry.
Well, I used to do it in that group that I was a co-admin in. But the second I got on a plane, some people like wanted me out of the group. So I sort of took myself out of the group because I was like, whatever, staying where
I'm. If you take one plane flight in your entire life, you're thrown out of the group. That's what happens. They're very harsh there.
Right. That wasn't supposed to be the rules, but that seemed to be what a few people wanted. And, you know, others told me to stay, but I was like, I don't like to stay where I'm not wanted. So I just took myself out of the group. So now I have all my stuff that I used to give away on there with nowhere to give it to. So I'm thinking maybe I'll get a nice box, a nice Bergdorf Goodman or Barney's box. I think Barney's went out of business, but there must be some
going out
of business. So they must need to get rid of those boxes, and I'll put my things in there. And then the other thing I thought I might gift is the gift of podcast.
What?
Have you heard of this?
I have not heard of this. What's going on?
I was listening to a podcast and I heard that there's a company that now gives people the gift of podcast. My kids were listening with me and they're like, wait, isn't podcast mostly free? But apparently this company's making money by you send them $20 and they make a fancy box with a bow and a fancy printout of giving the gift of the podcast, let's say, community news. So you and I could be giving the gift of podcast to everybody.
You've just solved all my holiday problems. I am giving community news to everybody I know this year, whether they want it or not. They can throw it in the landfill if they want. That's what they're getting, community news. What a perfect idea.
Exactly. Well, you said if they want it or not. Let's face it. If they wanted it, they'd already be listening for free. So anyone who gets it probably doesn't want it. But that's even funnier because it's kind of like, oh, you still haven't listened to our podcast? F you. Here is a
bow. You can say fuck you, even though it's 16 days to the holiday. It's okay. I give you permission.
16 days from Jesus' birthday, I thought I should be more pure. Right. But yeah, we could be like, listen, you know, I know you don't like, I know you're not yet a listener, but here you go. Like, how do you turn down that invitation?
That is the perfect thing. And they can re-gift it all they want. What do I care? As long as people listen, I don't give a shit who gives it.
Exactly. Everybody gets it. It along to the next person, to the next person.
Amazing. All right, so the gift of podcast, that's what we're going to be getting for everybody this year.
This podcast, too. Let's be specific.
What'd you say?
We're not the gift of this podcast.
All right, I'm sorry.
They call it the gift of podcast, the company, but we're going to give the gift of only this podcast because isn't it time that this podcast really take over the world?
Well, we're almost there. I mean, we're on the verge of world domination. We just need like a billion more listeners and then we'll be there. That's all.
Okay. Because I really think this should be the year that we try to take over.
This is it. This is it. 2020 is the year of community news.
Yes.
And that's it. I think I'm going to go look at the windows in town. So next week we can compare what windows we like, what windows we don't. I'm going to return your second pair of reindeer boobs so that Byron can sell it. And you're going to go do an I-team investigation to find out why the hell a 90-year-old was slapped by a teacher. That's a complete week right there.
That's a very busy week. There's no excuse for me to say I'm bored at all.
Exactly. Get that I-team shirt on, Sasha, sans bra, and find out what's going on in the school system before it closes down for the holidays. Okay. And I'm being authoritarian right now.
I like it. I like it.
I guess that's about wraps up for this episode of Community News. As always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Sasha.
Sasha, it's been a pleasure as always. I will see you next week.
I'll see you next Tuesday, Paul.
Sounds wonderful. Talk to you soon.
Okay, we love you, community.
Bye-bye.
Bye.